Well, good morning. There's only two or three of them here today. You guys all lose your voice this morning? Well, it's been a blessing to be here already. I was thinking what Daniel shared. Love does not lift oneself up. And I'm going to talk a little bit about me this morning, but I'm not lifting myself up. I'm going to use myself as an example. I want to talk about obedience. Obeying your parents, obeying God. I'm thinking in the Bible, there's a bunch of examples that are given of people that didn't obey. Can anyone name one example? Jonah in the well. Anything else? Who were the very first people on earth? Adam and Eve. So when they didn't listen, let's just take those two examples. When they didn't listen, what happened? Yes, there was consequences, or there was a punishment. My mind went blank. I had another one in my mind. But I want to give you a few examples of what takes, or of myself, I guess, when I was young. And the first one I'm thinking of was, I'm not sure, I was probably first and second grade, something like that, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, somewhere on there. My brothers, in the wintertime, they would go out, my two oldest brothers, they would go out and do the chores in the morning. Jesse and Raymond, they would go out and we had a pond real close to the barn. So a lot of times things were frozen up in the wintertime, so they would just go out and take an axe and break a hole in the pond and lead the horses out to the pond and give them water. And that's usually what we did in the wintertime when things would freeze up. And Dad and Mom always told us not to go into the pond unless given permission that we could go. And I was getting ready to, got ready for school that morning, and I walked out, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to, walk along the edge. It's not going to hurt anything. And I'm just going to walk along the edge of the pond and then go on, because we used to walk to school. We lived maybe 1/8 of a mile to the schoolhouse. So every morning and night, we would walk. We didn't ride the bus. So anyways, I went out. It's like, you know, I'm going to walk along the edge of the pond. And it was really cold out for a long time. It's froze good. So I'll just walk out there. There was a little bit of snow on it. It's like, okay. So I started walking. And all of a sudden, I was in the pond, over my head. So in the wintertime, you're really dressed up. You know, we have a thick coat and thin coat and a thick coat and shoes. And, you know, you're really dressed up. So there's a lot of weight there. So when something gets wet, it gets really, really heavy. So imagine all your clothes are soaking wet and you're under the water. And even if I stood up, I couldn't get my head above water. So there was a fence that went along the pond, and part of it was underneath the water because the water was real high at that time. And so I grabbed a hold of the fence and started pulling myself out of the pond because I couldn't get out any other way. And when you fall in water when it's really cold, it feels like there's needles poking you every square inch of your body, and it hurts. So I finally got out of the pond, and I crawled out, and I laid in the on the snow and trying to get my breath, because it was, I never drank any water, but it was really, really close where I had to get some air. So anyways, I finally got out, laid on the side of the bank there, and finally got my breath, and I was freezing, and it hurt so bad. And I made it back into the house, and I was like, oh no, what if Dad was already at work? And I was like, what if Mom finds out? What am I going to do? So I beelined, headed to their bedroom, and I changed. I didn't tell Mom anything, and I hurried, ran out the door again, even though my shoes are still wet, and that's the only pair of shoes I had. I was like, it'll be fine. So I ran to school, but my feet were so cold the time I got to school. That whole day was just terrible. I couldn't go out to play in the snow with everybody else because my shoes were wet, and I would get cold, and then my toes would be hurting. So I just stayed in while everybody else went out to play. So that's an example of not obeying your parents. Just like Adam and Eve, when they ate of the fruit, they had a punishment also. They had physical pain that they had to deal with. They had to work. But in the Garden of Eden, they didn't have any of that because God took care of them. And I'll give you another example of what I did as I got older. We used to lift a lot of weights. We would see how much we could pick up. Or I used to jump off of things that were really high and roll on the ground and take off running, just keep on going. And that was fun. It didn't hurt. But Mom and Dad both told me not to do those things because later in life, you'll pay for that. And you know what? This whole week was a very, very hard struggle for me. My back, still today, for all those things that I have done by not obeying my parents, I pay for them today. Just this morning, I just about called Matt and told him, I don't think I'm going to come to church. I wasn't really thinking about sharing this morning, but I thought it was a good example of a life lesson because I didn't listen, and I still pay for it today. It gets so bad at times that I can't even walk, that Laura and the children will have to help me get around. But, you know, I know God's grace is sufficient. He'll help me overcome these things. And I think of, if not in this life, it'll be the next life when I die, go to heaven. God says that we will have a new body, you know. And when I do have these pains like this, I think of that often. It's like one of these days, I won't have this. And I'm so thankful for that. And I have a verse that I want to share. It's in Ephesians 6, 1. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So that is what I had to share this morning, to use myself as an example, that you guys listen to your parents, and it will be well with you. So with that, let's have a word of prayer. And I have a candy up here. Everyone can take one. and then you can go back to your seat. So let's pray. Eternal Father, Lord, as we do come before you at this time, Lord, we do give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for this day and the opportunity, Lord, that we have to come and worship you, Lord. And Lord, we do thank you for the love that you have for us, Lord. And Lord, help us just also to be a light of that love, Lord. Lord, I pray for the children. Pray, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, to honor their parents, Lord, as it is honoring unto you, Lord. And it is right. So, Lord, again, just pray for the children as they grow, Lord, that they can take these things and apply them to their lives, Lord. Even so much more, even me, Lord. So, Lord, again, we want to just bless you, Lord, for watching over us, Lord, and being able to come and worship you on a day like today, Lord. Lord, I pray for Matt as he also shares, Lord. Give him words. Open our ears, Lord, that we would hear your words, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's the candy up here, and you can go to your seats.